Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Uprising.
Well,
okay. I'm going to say, cure light wounds.
That's not how you do it.
Oh.
You also actually go through the motions and use your holy symbol. And
if you're a priest, you probably wouldn't want to talk to Athena about it.
Well, I assumed the previous me did that.
Well, yes, but then that person is not here. So you're probably.
But you think Athena knows that?
Say the words.
I would imagine so. Huh. I don't know. I spent some time exploring myself while you all were sleeping off your escapades, and it turns out that I have both magical and clerical abilities, and I haven't figured out how to access my clerical abilities yet either. But I do have spells.
Do you have spells in memory?
I think so, but I haven't figured out how to use them yet. Gonna have to get on that pretty quick.
How do you? Okay, what's it feel like?
There's a part of my mind that I can't access.
How am I gonna know that?
That's like a permanent state for him, okay? Lorelai says that out loud.
I think hard.
Okay, don't have an aneurysm.
Are you thinking hard or hardly thinking?
We are having way too much fun with this, by the way.
19. I missed by 7.
Oh my god.
You are fairly certain that there are large tracts of your brain that are filled with thoughts of home and your wife and your kids.
Aww.
And yes, my like but you don't really sense any magic.
See, you must let go of the family in order to get the magic.
So I think everything in my brain is still there. Nothing's missing.
Well,
Satyara says that was a quick inventory.
Mainly good things and bad things, and they kind of blend together on somewhat.
If it's any consolation, it took me half an hour to figure out that there were possibly spells in my head.
Oh, okay, so it's harder than that.
I'm going to grab the holy symbol. And in my mind, I'm going to think to myself, or to a female, really, I guess, and say, hey, great, mighty Athena, sorry I'm hijacking your follower's body, but this is a storybook, so I'm not even sure if that's real. But anyways, if I'm able to cast
Athena's up there just
spells
going,
that you granted to your follower, can you like help me with that? Thanks.
Sorry.
Al. I mentally signed my prayer to Athena.
Comma Al.
Is there any part of
then
my
you address
priestly
it to Athena from Jubilo's or from what's his name?
Anselm's
body.
Anselm's body.
Is there any part of my priest training I could pass along to them to try to help them through this?
Yeah, about 20
years. I know how to access.
Yeah, I mean, you know, generally speaking, you pray for and ask for specific spells, and they tend to be granted by lesser beings serving your god, unless they're pretty high-level spells. They do manifest in kind of like patterns in your head. That you recognize those patterns and realize, you know, okay, I need to branch my voice, so I need to draw a circle, things like that. So there is a certain amount of like training or whatever that you would need to recognize the patterns and know what spell you have. As far as recognizing whether or not there is a pattern there, like when you like pray or meditate, close your eyes and block out all the world stimulus, you kind of sense a sort of a buzzing or a sound in your ears that indicates that there is something there that comes from without, because they're bestowed. They're literally put in your head.
Yeah.
So they're sorry. It's not part of your, like a mage's memorize a pattern, but some clerics have them transplanted into their head.
Right.
Yeah, you can kind of, so from clerical you would get that, like if you block everything else out, you should hear a kind of buzzing.
To know that you have stuff there.
Okay,
so
mages will literally just memorize the pattern. So if they have, even if they have patterns memorized now, they should just be able to look at the patterns and just kind of look at the images.
If they know what it means.
And yeah, well,
lightning bolt. greet him deaf.
That would be in a connection to magic.
Magic missile. Oh, no, I forgot
how to tie my shoes. Like if somebody magic jarred into somebody's body, they gain the ability to cast spells.
Okay.
So if like you're an 8th level mage gets replaced by a lich, that lich would get their abilities.
So, Al, based on that, I'm going to help you figure out if you have any magic in your head.
So yeah, you probably
won't know what they are because you don't have the training.
Okay.
Have you ever seen someone meditate?
17.
Like Ren?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your intelligence.
I've seen Ren do it.
Right. I have no idea.
What you need to do is sit, be calm inside yourself, and block out everything else.
Well, that's going to be tough.
You just sit there.
So, Josh, you know how to play Roblox? Are you playing Roblox?
No, I've never played Roblox.
So, you just sit there, shut out the world.
Jubilo does not have spells.
You should have some sort of buzzing.
Find
that you feel or hear.
Like a bee?
Sure.
It's like a subconscious feeling, a muscle memory, if you will, on, you know, working in armor, using weaponry, things like that. And
you do know how to use this stuff.
Yep. And you get a sense that you get a sense that there's something very important about your sword and your horn.
Sweet.
That he's very almost romantically attached to them.
So I'm gonna try to figure out what spells are in my head.
She is, sorry. Okay.
Since so, I kind of know what I'm looking for.
Yeah. All right. Roll a d20.
3.
Enemy.
Okay. So you. Searching your head for patterns, if you will, looking for anything. I mean, basically, they would be there. And if you, for example, if you go through first level spells and you go, and you know every mage learns read magic. Okay? So if you know read magic or you've had it in memory, that's a key pattern that you can use. Okay? It is not there. And basically, what you find after searching your mind is a very orderly space that could hold easily spells up to 4th level, but is currently empty.
So everything is empty?
Correct. So you're pretty confident that you could sit down with any spell book that has the right level of spells in it and memorize 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th level spells into that. Pattern, if you were that web that's in your head.
Well, I changed my name.
While I have the ability to cast spells, I have no spells.
Like before.
In memory.
And you're in armor.
Yeah, the whole warrior, wizard.
Wait, I scared him off.
Yeah, and by now you're probably familiar with the body enough to know that you're probably not truly human.
Let's just go back in armor.
I start touching my ears. That's usually where the indicator is.
Yeah, that's a pretty clear indicator.
So I have pointy ones?
Yes.
She's a demon. Kill her.
I think I might be an elf.
Your stature is fairly thin. Yeah. The pores of your skin are very small. Your skin is very fair. Very supple, very, it's kind of like, to you it feels almost like a little rubbery.
I don't think I like being an elf.
So, Victor was just reincarnated as an elf.
I know.
So I'm taking Lorelai's advice. I'm trying to sit here very quietly, close my eyes, and try to block out the world.
Okay.
Roll a D20. Can you guys shut up?
Let's
try to block out the world.
Let's move a little bit away from Al.
7. Made it in half. Cut my wisdom in half.
Okay. Blocking out the sound, you eventually get there, and you find that, like, you're not listening to anything else in the room, and you open your mouth like this, you can just hear a very faint, not a buzzing, but it sounds like the sound of a gentle breeze blowing across, like, a hollow can or a jar. Okay. You kind of feel maybe a sense of loneliness.
I like how we're all like chatting.
I didn't hear a buzzing, but I heard like a like a wind blowing.
Oh no, he's a guest.
I felt very alone.
You probably have no patterns in your head, like the rest of us.
Well, thanks.
Magical patterns.
Oh, right.
Yep, thanks.
That makes sense. Okay. So you're saying I have to like sit down and pray like for hours, like you guys do?
It's like riding a bike.
Oh boy.
Exactly.
It's been a while.
And seeing how it's usually faith-based, like the person praying has faith in their God.
We've now taken to making our own sound effects until we...
Who knows how it's going to work here?
Huh. Well, it's a story, right? So it should be however the story's written.
True.
So if the story said that I have faith, right?
But do you have faith?
Sure. I don't know. I got the sound thingy when I thought about it.
Well, that was just to see if you had.
Pretend.
Okay.
At that point in time, it's fairly quiet. You're just talking to everybody, and all of a sudden you hear like a gong somewhere in the distance. Like, gong.
The guards.
And you hear a kind of monotone voice. After the Count Yor raised their fallen comrade and they agreed to be quested.
He didn't agree to that.
After the heroes spent some time in preparation in the marketplace, and after sorting out their unique challenges, they were underway to whatever that village is.
Whatever.
So, where did we end up wound wise?
Yes.
Are we back to full hit points?
Yes. He says, the boy says, and then we begin chapter 3. And then there's a flash, and you're on the road on horseback riding toward Waco.
And apparently, we've been quested.
We didn't have horseback in the last story.
We were kids.
we were kids.
Can ride horses. Okay. We walked a lot.
You can pick any basic equipment that you need to add to your retinue that would have been purchased in the marketplace. Everyone is at full hit points. You don't know what that means exactly, but I think you're beginning to get an idea of what that means. Then you'll be able to memorize and or pray for spells according to what your host body is capable of doing. Now I'll tell you what that is. So, Jubilo does not do spells. He is a warrior.
You can have all that time in your life back.
She is a warrior.
She is a warrior.
She is a warrior.
You can have all that time of your life back.
No, she
does
train.
Hanar does not do spells.
She
is a warrior. Anselm does spells. Anselm memorizes 5 first level, 5 second level, and 3 third level spells.
5 first.
Correct.
5 second.
And 3 third. And you can use the straight up under chart for spells.
And if I have a high wisdom, do I get any bonus spells?
I believe that is calculated. I'll double check it. It has to be because it's 5-5-3.
So it's based off of Anselm's wisdom, not mine. It's probably best because he played the higher wisdom.
What I'll do is first spell selection, it'll be whichever is better. Okay. So.
Blah, blah, blah.
What did you do with it?
14.
Daddy. It is better. 5-5-3 is the... 5-5-1. Oh, it's wrong. 5-5-3. Okay. And then you do know that your staff is magical. And you would have, in packing your pack, you would have discovered that you have a potion.
That's probably fighting
some
good.
And so you pick any basic equipment that you want.
If I get a short sword and try wielding it, can I? Do I feel like I can wield it?
You can use it, but you feel like you're using it in a fairly clunky fashion. Your body is not.
Low Moon Adventures is a ministry of New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo. Check us out at churchtoledo.com.
Did you say it was my shield or my sword?
It was what?
Your sword.
That I had that
attached to you.
Your horn and thanks. Your sword.
For spells.
I will go
oh, I got mine.
You stay here.
All right. Next spellcaster. Maris, played by Laura. Okay, Maris gets four first.
I come two.
3 seconds.
Or
two thirds and 1/4. And those are mage spells.
Yeah,
I have your spell book.
Okay.
Which also would have been an easy way to know what spells you use. If you got your spell book out and looked at it, you would have been able to tell what you could choose from anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Do we still have our items?
Yes.
No, our...
Your items, no. Yeah. You have their items.
Which I was yelling about because I needed to be able to play the violin in here. I really needed to be able to play the violin
yeah.
in here.
That was part of the reason for coming in here.
Oh, he must have had it.
Part of the reason for me coming in here was...
But if you had remembered...
That was the man that was out there.
But if you had remembered that in the last story, you went into somebody else's body.
Right, but we had our equipment.
Yep, he said I died.
Yeah.
Leon didn't. I didn't have his long...
We had all of our same equipment, but everything was shrunk down to child size.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All the swords, all the magical items, everything was the same.
No, we were ourselves, just children versions of ourselves.
And all of our armor and weapons and everything were shrunk down.
Lorelai, having dealt with strings and lots of planar travel in the past, could probably tell you that it's really not at all uncommon to arrive in, on another, an alternate reality and actually live out that reality from somebody else's perspective rather than your own.
Yeah.
Okay, I just sent you the picture of your number of spells and your spellbook. I think you'll like the spellbook. It's actually
cool. So, as a cleric, I can basically choose
anything.
Whatever.
Correct. Anything off of the Arcana lists of spells.
Oh.
Well, it's the whole. Yeah, it's expanded. There are more spells in the under. Yeah.
Each one has 15 spells.
Please get out of my tail. You're pushing me.
Okay. Then we're back on the list. All right. So we have. That was Maris, and then now we have
IR.
Okay. And IR.
Could I have gotten a bow?
Yes. Any normal equipment at all. Up to 2,500 gold pieces value.
Arrows don't, like, they're not like short bow arrows and long bow arrows, so I don't even know what type of bow I use.
No, there are short bow arrows and long bow arrows, so you would be able to tell what would fit that bow.
You can fire both from either weapon, but if I can use a shorter arrow and a long bow, you can't really fire as much at range.
But I wouldn't know what proficiency my body has.
Yeah, but if you pick up a bow and handle it, one will feel comfortable muscle-wise and one won't, and then you'll know.
Okay.
And it is a long bow.
Okay. So,
anime. You don't have a long bow.
Cosmo, no.
I'm sending
you a pulley.
Working on it.
You have a bow.
Oh,
it casts a minor cure light or cure cause wound spell at range, but it requires an arrow as a material component.
No, Dad, no.
You can quick cast two around.
Okay. Be careful not to send you. Well, you don't know.
my, and I don't have the ring, so. But hopefully I know the command word for the one. Otherwise, that's going to be a problem.
Baba Vadoosh. Nope. Abracadabra. Nope. At least that. Hocus Pocus.
Equins Watcher? Equins Watcher?
Nope.
It usually has something to do with what it does. Oops.
I
don't know
that. Try to see. I can give you the number of spells just in case you
This go into Discord or into? Okay. I'll let you know when it comes through. There it is.
Cub, come here now.
You're gonna run.
In theory, the mages can memorize out of each other's spell books if you wanted to. So,
yeah,
that will get. You'll have to roll chance to know, I suppose, if you don't have it on your list. That'd be only fair. It's interesting that they have a broad list of spells, and I'm looking at some, there's quite a bit of non-overlap. A bit of variety.
Actually, oh, they're saying something about a sanctuary spell being good, right?
Yeah, that's what he was using to not be hit.
Defensively speaking, it is one of the best.
You told him a while ago. And I was running around in the earth and saw
you. That's like a saber's spell in order to get hit.
It has a limited duration, but other than that.
No, the
arty. So, Lorelai, what does this spell do? What does this spell do?
Yeah.
If I know, I will tell him. Him.
Do you get one? She gets
Watch you.
She, anyway, you get one first, one third level spell, and one of the choices is Fireball.
Oh, dude, definitely.
Who's that? Oh, Earl. Is that the Earl? Yes,
yes. Just Saniara?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see when it's finally light to cast one of those.
I'm not gonna take it.
Sorry,
I'm not gonna take it.
Yeah, I will.
Victor can come out of this door.
Save it in my book.
I'm done with being a knight. Nature's is cool. Let's
Yes, you immediately dual class into wizard.
Am I the only one that doesn't do spells?
I'm merely a first level wizard. I grow up. With 125 hit points.
Yeah, 18 more months strength. 18 dice. 18 dice.
There's only three of us that do spells.
Four. And 12 intelligence.
Gun card's almost gonna come.
That would be funny.
Two straight fighters, a straight thief.
Scared the guy.
Fire mage, cleric mage.
I'm like, okay. Why does this
look like 3, 2, 1? I too have fire.
Amen.
Boy. A cat got scared of a gunshot.
Really not much for attack spells. Huh?
you usually unlock the attack spells at like 4th and 5th circle. You're not there yet.
Nope. Sure I don't know what 8 is.
8?
Offensive versatile spells. Sleep and burning hands.
Aid, it basically gives somebody a d8 hit points. And
they were saying the fighters were probably like potent.
A blessed spell, so they get +1 to hit and saves, and it gives them a d8 temporary hit.
So it only works on one person.
Correct.
Bless works on one.
No, bless only works on one person. You bless a person or an item.
No, I think it's like the whole it's okay. An effect thing.
Either way.
Let's take a dispel magic.
Way, like, literally, the only way you can increase someone's max hit points.
Because you can cast it on somebody at full hit points and still give them the d8 hit points.
Oh, no, wait. I can't do that.
I can't run.
And the duration of that.
The high priestess effect saying somebody says, nope, I can't do that.
What were you going to do?
Dispel magic. And I'm like, nope. Not sure that won't destroy
it. This is your chance.
Nope. Because she'll find some loophole.
Don't destroy it.
Oracle dispel magic destroys. Mage dispel magic dissipates.
Okay. Yeah, the spell magic you cast is the mage version. Okay.
You know, it's one of those knee-jerk reaction sort of things, like, nope.
She's going to find a loophole to screw me.
Yep. There's some loophole here. Don't take protection from normal missiles.
Charm monster, fire shield, mass morph, polymorph self, wall of ice, and wizard eye.
So while they were memorizing all these spells, I was like practicing with my sword and stuff. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm thinking lightning bolt.
Because
I don't get to cast lightning bolt.
Just fast forwarded to be riding down the road, so the book didn't tell what happened in the middle.
Yeah, I don't remember memorizing spells. I just have them. Okay. Wow, if only they worked this way in game all the time.
Right?
Heck yeah.
Especially me right now that needs like almost a day to get all my spells back.
So Bless works on friendly creatures. But it, what's interesting is it does have the stipulation. It cannot be cast on those already in combat.
Gotcha.
What does fumble do?
And it will affect all area creatures.
Causes somebody to potentially drop whatever they're holding.
Okay.
But it can also be
what level? For fighting as fourth. Curse,
which would be minus one to hit.
My fourth level spells are...
All enemies within a 5 inch by 5 inch area.
But they can't be
within. I'm
trying to gear towards zombies.
For 6 rounds.
Fighting.
Yeah, do you know if you can cast in armor or not? Might be a good question to ask.
Does my body feel like it will cast in armor?
Let's see.
No. She's a fighter mage. Wearing plate mail.
Yeah. I would assume with some sort of spell chance failure.
Yes. You can cast.
Okay.
Watch. So you're not really watch from the guard card per se.
Watch from the guard card.
Okay.
I'm going.
I never get a mage with any sort of aptitude.
No.
Shouldn't have anything.
Is Katie water?
I mean, it didn't expressly say, so.
The water.
And
Kara had nothing.
When Fumble was cast,
Kara had skill.
Yeah.
And Kara was.
Completely closed.
Jasmine
has
skill.
She's
yeah.
regular ink and regular scrolls.
Yeah. She just went insane.
So you couldn't. You couldn't transfer during the memorization.
Right here.
No.
So you didn't have high skill. Similar to it.
Yeah, I basically learned magic through sheer force of will.
Yeah, so she had neither skill nor aptitude. She just had a talent, a special talent.
Yeah, I could be dispelled.
Fumble.
Yep.
When Fumble's cast, a magic user causes the recipient of the magic to suddenly become clumsy and awkward. Running creatures will trip and fall. Those reaching for an item will fumble and drop it. Those employing weapons will likewise awkwardly drop them. Recovery from a fall and or fumbled object will typically require the whole of the next melee round. Note that breakable items may suffer damage when dropped. They make their saving throw to fumble simply makes them effectively operate at half normal efficiency, i.e. slow spell. Only lasts for one round per level, affects one creature.
All of my first level slots are going to ceremony.
Well, I have dimension door.
You best not marry anybody.
I want to be able to do every ceremony.
You best not marry anybody.
Especially to a clay golem. No clay golem marriages.
I've already done that once.
That was hurtful to my soul.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Me! Oh!
I found
out. I'm still new to
that. Alright, my spells are done.
What did you take?
Fumble. I took protection from normal missiles, lightning bolt,
fumble?
Ray of enfeeblement, detect invisibility, knock, message, detect magic, and magic missile types.
So mostly miscellaneous spells. With a couple with the lightning bolt and the missile fumble.
Yeah.
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 Is the kitty
did a little buffing.
Is the kitty fail
video? Oh, chant. What does chant do?
He is scared of a gunshot.
It's like the effect of bless plus one more thing. Or his AC or something. And then, or as long as you keep chanting.
And
Duration is time.
You can download our app in the App Store. The app is called Life, the number 4, Toledo. Life, 4, Toledo.
Time of chanting. Area of effect is 3 inch radius. Takes a turn to cast.
Never mind.
By means of the chant, character leading to being a special favor upon himself, herself, and or party. Causes harm to the enemies. Once completed, all attacks, damage, saving throws made by those in the area of effect who are friendly get a plus one, while those of your enemies get a minus one. Bonus penalty continues as long as the cleric continues to chant. Any interruption, however, such as an attack which succeeds and causes damage, grappling the chanter or magical silence breaks the spell.
But it's 10 rounds to cast.
10 rounds to cast. It's something you would do in preparation.
So would I be able to cast another spell with no verbal components?
Yes.
And that's the training area.
These are clerical spells.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Hold up. Holy McPherson.
I'm trying to find someone to bless someone, you know. Somehow good. I'm less.
Because we're wrong against people, right?
Show me. Go to the resting site and I'll run. After they go to the prison site. Yeah. I could see the objects. Go to the training page.
I'm there. I just want to go there.
Cool version of spiritual ammo.
I'm here. Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Anybody can get any equipment, don't forget that you need. So, at least you don't want to go break all your equipment down.
I am okay now.
No, that is...
Take a missile fire weapon, take ammunition, take...
What?
Food.
Go.
Food.
How many arrows
torches.
Do I have?
Torches.
Horse, saddle.
A bag of ball bearings.
So probably didn't move.
Oh, we all have horses.
Yeah, but because you purchased them during this time, so
you're still going to write it down.
Some rope.
Rope errors. 10-foot pole.
10.5-foot pole. No, 9.5-foot pole.
Besides my spell book, did I have anything in my pack?
No, not before purchases. You had arrows, your long sword, your plate mail, and you have a ring.
Animate dead.
Are there any, like, if I was testing cause weapons or are there any missile fire weapons that I'd be
proficient at? Because Dino will love that.
You feel like you could use, efficiently use a crossbow, a short bow, or a long bow. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I'm not
sure. Short bows and long bows are
going to be a higher damage and a higher range.
Oh, I'm not playing, but I'm playing. Okay. My guidance center. Remember the guidance center?
Yes,
pretty much.
You also have the second best back of anybody but a farmer, so be prepared to beat people upside the head with a stick.
Smite.
Or a dagger in my case.
I'm just sensing a thing here, is all.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get extra bow strings. If I learned anything from Leon, is you have a bunch of those.
Maybe you need an extra bow just in case
certain amount of weapons you're allowed to carry. Well,
yeah, that's what Leon usually does, to carry an extra bow.
Just have it on the have it unstrung on the saddle.
So I can get two.
So animate dead, speak with dead, speak with dead.
Kill them, then bring them back, then interrogate them.
I'm a necromancer. Actually, I'm a cleric.
How many arrows will my quiver hold? Is it 20?
Sideways. Okay. So run.
One.
Blink, dispel magic, fireball, flame arrow, hold person, invisibility, 10-foot radius. Neiman's tiny hug. Slow suggestion.
Neiman's
tiny
hug. Okay.
Or slow.
I've done my spell choices. So I get two. Slow up yours and get your arrow quick. We are running out of time.
Yep.
And we'll mop up a little bit back plant side. Okay. So you have the pickle ship in air.
Yes.
Alicia says, maybe we should fly over and
or check on
Bono and Kendra.
I was kind of thinking the same thing.
Instead of slow.
Here we go. She moves the lever over and the ship tips sideways.
And we're not exactly.
You'll be pleased then. No! The other two are still alive.
What other two?
The two pilot people.
Oh, good.
Runs the ship like.
I would expect nothing less from a healing monk.
He's usually ready with. That's six magic missiles.
I hit that two.
Okay. You fly back to the out of area four. Where the party came out of the underground room.
Magic missile.
You do see ships, fighter ships, still kind of flying around and strafing and so on. And actually, you see quite a bit of the big droids that you saw searching the rubble as well. They must have come from multiple ships.
I don't have light vehicle ships.
But nothing seems to interfere. Get back to the area, and you do not see the Taras.
Where'd the Taras go?
I
know it was right over here somewhere.
Well, I think we're in the right spot.
I have direction sense.
Yes, you feel fairly confident. You went the right way. After scanning, you eventually see Kendra sitting on the ground in the middle of the rubble.
There's Kendra, she's right there!
And a puddle of tears.
There appears to be just a puddle underneath her.
Pushes some buttons and lights come on. You shine. So, Sherry, where you're sitting on the ground with Bono's head in your lap and your sword 10-15 feet away or whatever, all of a sudden, bright lights shine on you from above, and you look and see a ship unlike the others. It's about halfway in size between the one that you came on and the smaller fighter ships. But it's sort of shaped like, it has a curve to its back, and it kind of looks like a big metal pickle. And it has feet sticking off the bottom of it, and it has bright lights shining on you.
Pickle ship.
Okay.
Pickle ship.
However, you notice, looking out the sides, that as you are shining the lights down on Kendra, that a number of the droids, none of them are close, could be as much as a mile away or whatever, but they are moving, they begin to move in this direction.
Alicia, turn off those lights. The golem things are coming after the light, it seems.
She's continued to get closer, though. There is smoke rolling all around the bottom of the ship. Rolling 20, if you would.
8.
You peer upward through the slightly reflective glass of the cockpit, and you're fairly certain you can see first Alicia's head, and then in faint relief, Ren standing behind her.
I'm still at home.
Okay, good. I'll just sit there.
Okay.
Moving is hard.
Just remember, it's 10 or 15 feet away.
She's probably injured, if alive.
You killed me.
Maybe you fly over and stop. You can jump down to her. I don't want to land. It takes like 10 minutes to get this thing off the ground.
How would we get back up?
Go down to get water.
Hey, precipice.
Yes?
If we get about 40 feet away, can you get Kendra back up here?
If she's willing. Lyle's looking a bit the worst for wear.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's what that tin... I guess that's what that bucket is.
Well, we better hurry. Looks like the nearest one of those armor will be here in maybe 3-4 minutes.
Okay, well, go get them.
Do I see anything else approaching?
No, but you're beginning to hear it now. You hear the hissing of the ship, but at the distance you hear like...
Okay, I will get up.
Okay. You strain to your feet, roll on a natural one, you die instantly.
14.
Okay.
There's a one in it.
All right. You pull yourself to your feet. You do feel like broken bones stabbing at your insides. It's quite painful.
I'm just
going to
try to
help
myself.
Nope. She begins to, you probably leave the pocket. You get to the area of where the door is, and she rotates the ship around. And as the door begins to open, you're going like this, looking, you see Kendra scrambling over some rock and crawling away from Lala's body.
Uh-oh. Okay. She probably noticed the automatons.
Away from Lala's body.
Anyways, we need to heal.
Okay. Well, if I go down, that's one more person that Fano has to bring up.
Precipice goes.
One more time.
He appears standing next to you. He's got his hand on the support for the door, and he can see clearly out. And he's just, what's she doing?
Can I?
Like she's running. Maybe she doesn't know it's us.
Can I do the?
I got it. Disappears in a yellow flash of light. Precipice appears, basically a few feet ahead of you on a little piece of rubble. Hey, we're here to rescue you.
Okay, two things. My sword and my husband.
Do you know where the sword is?
I do, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Take getting there and searching the area, but you're pretty sure you know where it landed. I'll get the body. I mean, Bono, and you get the sword. I'll be back for you.
Okay.
We gotta get out of here. There's big suits of armor, bunches of them, coming.
Okay.
They have orders to kill everything that's alive.
Get my sword.
Okay, back up in the ship, there's several streaks of energy that come from different angles and strike the ship.
I'm gonna be my own.
And then when it hits the ship, you're... It's pounding at the armor. They're coming from the approaching suits of armor. They're firing.
I'm your character.
Okay. That's because they've realized that it's not theirs anymore.
Watch how you attack.
I will.
Punch.
The shields. There you go. I was going to say, it'd probably
you dash back to the cockpit.
And the shields.
My phone charged.
Hey, as you're arriving the cockpit, before you ever get there, maybe you're 15 feet outside the door, you hear Alicia yelling, "We need somebody on shields! We need somebody!" Hey, are you here for the shields?
Yes.
Okay, good. Have a seat.
I'm going to the place.
Everything should be coming from below, at least until the fighters figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully Christmas goes down and gets them quickly.
Looks like he's bringing Bono up now. You look out the window and see flashes of yellow about the size of Bono disappear.
Excellent. Man the shields.
Okay.
You begin to work the slides and you realize that
there's up, down, and then the outsides of the ship are divided into four places. And you have to balance the energy just like you used to the first time. So if you put like all the energy on one,
I'm wild.
Yeah, below. So you really only need five areas, which is down on the four sides. You don't really need to protect the top at all, at least yet. Yeah. So you could go lightweight on all of it, Also, you think nothing is directly below you, so you probably just need the four sides.
Oh, but can you saw me running around?
Split them evenly between the four sides.
All right.
Assuming that the fire is coming evenly from four sides. But if I can tell. If not,
you can't really tell from there. You can tell some is coming from the front, but not all. So you know it's coming from at least two sides.
I went into the art.
What you saw when you were down at the door, it looked like you came from three or four different places. So. And you hear it near now, like, striking the ship. In fact, one hits the... one of the cross pieces of the glass cockpit window, and then it doesn't come through, but from that time on, there's looks like steam or smoke rising from the metal. Okay.
Low Moon Adventures is a ministry of New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church of East Toledo. Check us out at churchtoledo.com.
Then you pull the shields up.
Yep, I know. I'm just running away from you because I'm scared of you.
Reach the area where you think the sword is, dear.
I'm wild.
Roll a d20 to search for the sword.
17.
Okay. You spend roughly a minute searching and you have not located it.
I'm running away from a real wolf right now.
Good job.
And then why did you let me see you?
In the distance, the sound of them coming is getting louder. It's now... You know,
he is trying to attack me.
Pretty concerted. One of the things that strikes you that's odd is that it sounds like while they're coming from maybe six or eight angles.
Satan.
They're coming from six or eight angles, but the footsteps are basically in time. So, like, it's probably, it's either every left foot at the same time as every left foot, or every right foot at the same time, or every right foot at the same time as every left foot, but there's not, like, you don't hear multiple increments
in
between
the
steps.
You have to locate objects.
Okay, while you're doing that, you see precipice appears on the rock next to you.
Alright. I died!
Well, he said he was going to have to retire him.
I just sat there.
Alright. Anyway, cast locate object. It is a familiar object. Roll percentile dice.
Punch him.
Oh,
two.
Okay. So, you know exactly where it's at. It's maybe 15 feet away and just laying down in a crevice or whatever.
Okay.
Come on, let's go in the other room. I want this.
You can go in your house if you want.
I'm on the second stair.
Okay. Anyway, so you begin to crawl in that direction, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
All right. More fire is hitting the ship, and also you realize that the nearest enemies are probably only 200 yards away.
Okay. Well, as quick as I can.
Right. You reach the sword.
Yep.
Precipice appears next to you. Kind of grabs onto your leg armor, and then there's a flash of yellow light, and then it's disorienting for a second, and you arrive back in the same spot. You didn't appear on the ship. He says, "We're going to have to get right below it."
Shields.
Okay. So,
it blocks transporter activity.
You disappear from where you are and reappear below the ship. That's going to allow for long-range weaponry fire before you can actually be on the ship. So, D3 shots on you. 3. D2 shots on Precipice. He's small. 1. Okay, first shot. Ready? Missed. Second shot.
Shield, period.
I have a shield.
Yeah. Try that with laser weapons.
Not sure how well it works. Well, if you shield parry, there is a chance it could deflect.
Shiny shields.
Just like you tried.
Shiny shields are a higher chance. Yeah.
I shield parry lasers and
zone. Okay. Well, it would be a hit. Let's see with your shield parry. Okay, so it is going to hit with the shield parry, so then it's going to come down to the chance of deflection. Okay. amazingly, it deflects. Yeah, so basically, you stand there, you see the one of the guys go, when it comes right at you, and you go, and it goes off into space.
Oh, I was going to say, deflects directly onto precipice.
No, you short.
Directly underneath the ship.
Okay, and that precipice grabs onto your leg, and there's a yellowish flash of light, and you appear aboard the ship at the top of the ramp. You see the two-headed dog rear up and push the button to close the door.
Ha!
Good job.
Boop! He booped it with his nose. Boop!
And then,
I thought I found the single most...
Alicia says, we're going to go up. They're going to be shooting at the bottom of the ship.
Okay.
Single bust.
Here we go. Hang on.
Attack spell.
You hear like a roar below the ship, and all this, and it starts to close up and faint away from the area. Okay?
Yeah.
So, we're going to break at this point because it's getting late. I still have a little bit of work I have to do, but the Kendra, now Ren, Alicia, Precipice, and the animals team is theoretically away, and Det Bono is theoretically away on the pickle ship. Transport, basically. You may have to deal with some fighters as you're getting out of the atmosphere, but in theory you should do okay because they're pretty heavily armored. And then
so Kendra, you man the shields.
The party that went into the book discovered their basic capabilities and is on horseback on the road toward Waco.
Kendra, you man the shields. I'll heal you.
If you want to go over and make your equipment list a little more thoroughly or whatever before the next session, you can. The other thing that you will discover, which could actually greatly work in your favor, is that these characters do not have any non-weapon proficiencies. However, you can, with some effort, learn to use your own non-weapon proficiencies in these bodies, which could really help because Lorelai is a massive human. So that could be great.
Yes, please.
I still have pain resistance.
Very useful. Yes, and you can play the violin.
Does that mean I can have my magic resistance?
Yeah, I can't play the violin. Actually, I don't know if I can play the violin. We'll find out. If I find the violin.
If you find a violin.
Maybe I buy a violin, just in case.
So basically the way that's going to work is they're going to start out with a... like a failure or a backfire roll.
Direction sense and navigation would probably be good.
Use them a couple times, then they'll be in full force.
I should start with those. Spellcraft is useless.
Nope, still hurt.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Oh, that lets me tell what
spell's coming at you.
It's like,
you can't counter it or nothing, but you know what you're going to get hit with.
Well, you might know what to counter.
It's a fireball!
Well, she doesn't have spells. So it's not like she can counter it with...
No, but I mean, like, for example...
She would might know that, hey, oh crap, that's a fireball coming in.
Yeah, dodge. That's what I said.
Yeah. You can't necessarily do anything about it, but you may not be able to prevent. But yeah, you're right. I understand.
A useful tool. I'm with you. A useful thing about it for non-mage casters...
I have been with you.
...is... if you're fighting an opponent and they're casting a spell and you roll spellcraft and you find out that they're casting Sanctuary or Shield or a defensive wrestling spell, then another caster over here is casting Fireball, this caster over here that's casting a defensive spell, you hit the guy casting Fireball.
I'm just kidding.
Or
it's just funny.
I have like.
You use that round while they're casting a defensive spell.
Between.
Completely different.
Right.
And now for something.
20.
That's what I use it for when I'm not.
And 35 hit points somewhere.
So I need to get spellcraft and that.
And I have less than 18.
Yep. So you'll figure those things. Because of the nature of what they are, you'll figure them out.
I just charged in. I did crepidity. Yeah, I did crepidity in there.
Yeah, all my first and second levels, I just need two more third level spells.
I have all of my.
I charged, dove, and bit, which is totally out of character for Jasmine. Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, like,
Jasmine usually hides in the corner.
I don't think I like being an elf. This is gross.
Rubbery skin.
Watch out for her. She's a biter.
Right. It worked.
Kendra survived a Trask.
Yay. When you don't have magic missile, bite.
Quite unfortunately, Bono did not. I swear, he has missed more crucial death saving throws over the years. His Sabers of Death magic is like three.
Is it?
He's nice. Died from Starkville more times.
So at least he's getting 1,000 XP.
Well,
and losing everything to become a rewatch.
And everything else, it's been a while since we got experience.
Yeah,
we all go by adventures. Experience the adventure you died in, not every adventure since you got experience.
So
I haven't got experience something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Long time.
I got picked up during
I haven't got experience the rewatching. One whopping 1,000 points I got from the retreat.
Alright, third level cleric spell. I got prayer.
I cast prayer.
Yeah, I'm asking. Yeah.
Neutralize poison.
We're going against bandits.
So. I think it's fourth for most everybody else.
Oh, well, Lorelei's third.
Neutralize poison.
I think.
I don't get it.
No. It's fourth. Fourth. That's
right there. Boom.
Did you third level?
I took.
Withdraws.
Locate object.
We're fighting bandits.
Death's door is really good, especially if
you're thinking about taking Death's door.
Fireball or lightning bolt.
Melvin to stone is really good for a defensive use.
Cleric spells. He can only do cleric.
I was trying to use
Lorelei's different
as an offensive spell.
Don't base it off of Lorelei.
But the very last line of Feign Death, it says,
can't be used
on an unwilling target.
I get mage spells as cleric spells.
Remove paralysis is reversible.
But I can also cast mage spells.
Yes.
Is it ranged touch?
So I can memorize out of a spell book and pray.
No, it's touch.
Some of my spells are actually mage spells.
But cause blindness, or cure blindness is reversible. You can blind somebody.
By touch, right?
By touch. Mm. And again, you've got a decent Paco.
Remove paralysis is range 1-inch per level.
Oh, so it's reversible to...
Paralysis?
Paralyzed?
Mm-hmm. Reverse spell causes paralysis can only affect one target, which must be touched
by the cleric. Because I thought there were two children, so there are normally two. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably have to save them for like next time or something, or... Mm-hmm.
I think about taking the paralysis in case they have
repairing the fascia on our trailer.
How hard it gets, you know?
I don't know. You'll be able to change your spells too, so really now you're talking about...
They were hoping to get all of the front wood back up, but when I left, they hadn't even started on the wood yet.
Little warding can be used for two. It's more of a defared defense.
Lake walk.
They tore down all the fascia on the front side, and they had to rebuild
a lot of the supports for almost all of them.
Doing actual 1x12 pine wood instead of that
really
stuff
cool
that was up there. And I got actual vinyl soffit from underneath.
So really nice, and it's done.
The people who bought the house on
so
the
you blind somebody.
So not just a normal curse like hard to hit, whatever, but you could choose like
built an extension off the deck and if it closed the deck.
They're badly constipated
and for
or
the past like week.
Wouldn't that be evil?
Their stuff has just been all over their front lawn.
Not when
like all the wood. Oh, and
depends on what
wood.
There are some
things all over the place.
Well, our deck
if it's done in, if it's done
in
as a punishment,
stuff that was on
it could be awful.
The grill, the picnic table, and the toy box that was up there. The table.
But yeah, I'm thinking like the wood that they
reversible
took off the side rails.
Mom and I were bagging.
Yeah, basically turning
stuff. Yeah, we cleaned all that up.
Yeah.
Destroy
it's just whoever bought the house.
We've got like six contractor bags chilling.
That's how I got this.
last for one
we've got six contractor bags chilling next to our shed, but he's going
to
throw them all in the truck
to three
tomorrow and take them to work and put them in the dumpster so they won't be sitting there. But it'll all be cleaned up before the office opens on Monday. Because we're going to paint the dumpsters up tomorrow and get everything put back up there.
Because you can't
be hardly cast it on a leash.
We're going to put it all back before Monday morning. It's supposed to thunderstorm Monday, so we're trying to get the deck painted. The front trim, we're repainting the teal and just doing it all white. Since the fascia, we had to paint the fascia wood anyway. We got pine that's not weather treated, so we painted all sides of it.
Yeah.
before they put it out. So we just did it all in white.
Yeah.
She's doing all the trim.
They'll make Sydney happy.
Anyway, that's one example. Oh, really? Another one is...
Yes, below 5, you can only be an assassin.
Reduce the victims to hit and saving throw probability by 4.
The trim on the shed's almost done already.
Make the
hardest part is going to be the ends of the trailer because they're not redoing that fascia because it's solid still.
Those are random.
We got to get up there and paint it.
Who else are clerics?
I can't climb the ladder that high.
Okay. She's a cleric mage.
I don't have much healing, so I hope,
Dad,
I hope she does.
Guard will do it.
Well, if Lorelai can access her non-weapon, then
we have to borrow the taller ladder from the church. Because that ladder only goes up to 7 feet. I thought it was taller than that.
When your negatives is half.
And that peak is...
Well,
and
like you said, if Lorelai can access her non-weapon, then...
That ladder's not even tall enough to get the peak.
What's the casting time on...
RJ said he'll lay on the roof and paint it from afar, but that only does the side. You can't get underneath with that. But I did get the roller handle. We could roll most of it with the roller handle, but we still have to get
that
the
is in your book.
Underneath. Well, we're going to have to get a taller ladder.
I was going to say, you're certainly taking withdrawal.
That's second level.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, you're certainly taking withdrawal.
Or something. Which, if we're going to do that, we probably should do it while he has the truck, because he's taking the truck back on.
Oh. Clerics of good alignment should be very discerning in their use of cause paralysis, and this spell might actually be prohibited by to clerics belonging to certain good alignment orders.
We're completely repainting the deck.
It's combat, man.
Because if you paralyze them and...
Permanent?
Yeah, that's why there's remove paralysis.
No, it said it lasts for 1d6 rounds plus one round per cleric.
But either way, you paralyze them, and if somebody throws off a fireball,
well,
they just eat it all.
Right, but the point of the matter is hold person. So I can beat them over, with the head, over the head with a staff until they're dead, but don't paralyze them. That, that's not good.
Hey, maybe the book's liberal. Who knows?
Well,
just the writer of quarters.
I don't care.
Well,
we're losing, subscribers.
It's at the
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.